You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, BYU and Oklahoma State 7-7. The first takeaway comes courtesy of the Pokes on an Hinckley-Ropati throw that is intercepted and returned to the Oklahoma State 20-yard line. Pokes will be first down and 10 on play number one of quarter number two. BYU fans, Chick-fil-A's honey pepper pimento sandwich is back, and don't forget to try their brand new banana pudding milkshake. I did both of those things yesterday. Chick-fil-A, eat more chicken. All right, 7-7, interesting ball game so far. BYU's had the ball three times, touchdown on drive number one, then a punt, and then a pick.
So I think I remember a tweet that you sent out about turnovers with Mike Gundy and Kalani Sitake.
Yes, both teams rarely lose when they're clean in the margin.
Well, I'm talking about they win like 90%.
Yeah, so BYU does well when they don't turn it over, 31-4. Mike Gundy, having coached more games, 49-4 when they don't turn it over at all. And the Cowboys have yet to do so. BYU's turned it over for the first time in this game. All right, it is first down and 10. Pokes at their own 20-yard line. They've switched ends of field. OSU coming now left to right as we see it and you hear it. Pistol, Gordon behind Rangel. The hand clap, the thigh-high snap. Ollie runs middle, runs into a pack of players for a gain of three to the 23, second down and seven. Pretty simple run there. Sets up a second down and seven for the Pokes, who come into tonight on a three-game losing streak. BYU, of course, 6-0 on the year.
So BYU's now switched back to that 3-3-5. They're doing a little bit of a hybrid, but still true nose tackle from John Nelson.
Again, pistol. 30 seconds into quarter number two. Audibling is Rangel. 7-7 ball game. Rangel backs up to the gun. Short pistol with Gordon. Tight end left. Two wides right. Single wide right. Rangel in a five-step. And throws. Intercepted at midfield. The Cougs pick it right back. The 30, 25, and 20. 15, 10, 5. Tanner Wall. 3, 2, 1. 1 yard line. Didn't get in. Garrett Rangel airmails the pass, had a lot on that, and Tanner Wall takes it back all the way to the one, his second career interception. The first came just last week. Back-to-back weeks, big plays for Tanner Wall.
Just a little bit of pressure.
Interception. The runner was down at the 1 yard line. It'd be first down and goal. BYU at the one.
Just a little bit of pressure from BYU, too, to get that ball out. And as you talked about, Garrett Rangel, this is something that has happened quite often when he's on the field. He overthrows a lot of receivers. So you keep those safeties tucked right over the top. And that just hit Tanner Wall right in the gut. And he does a really good job. He's got great feet, great vision for the end zone. Nearly got the six himself.
Retzloff under center. They've got O-linemen in the backfield. As wing backs to the right, Martin's going to motion in. Take the jet sweep, cut up field, get in for six. Touchdown, L.J. Martin. L.J. with the TD. And the Cougs go back on top. Less than a minute into quarter number two. L.J. Martin with career touchdown number 10. His third rushing score of the season. 13-7 BYU with the PAT pending.
Now, Austin Leusa, the right guard, is going to take his guy for a vacation. Move him over to Maui or somewhere. He's just going to keep pushing and driving, and you're going to watch Martin kind of tucks right underneath his shoulder pads and pushes him forward, and they all get into the end zone together. That's just really good blocking up front.
Will Farron, PAT, up and good. It's another Mountain America Credit Union touchdown for BYU, brought to you by Mountain America. It's another $250 donated to the American Red Cross. The touchdown, Martin, the PAT, Farron. 14-7 Cougs. We'll come back with a pigskin scoring summary on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, tonight Duke did something they had never done before. They were 0-22 against Florida State. That changed tonight. Blue Devils over the Seminoles, 23-16. Duke over Florida State. Also, number two, Oregon, shutting out Purdue in their building, 35-0. Back over to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats, providing hundreds of jobs in Utah while producing safe and nutritious pork. Real pork raised by real Utah farmers for real Cougar fans like you. For more information, follow Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats on Facebook and Instagram. Well, this scoring drive, pretty short. One play, 1 yard, and 4 seconds off the clock. It's an L.J. Martin one-yard touchdown run, 14-7 after the PAT. Down to Mitchell Juergens in the Zions Bank end zone. For banking that goes the extra yard, Zions Bank is for you. Mitch, what's up?
Yeah, an incredible job there by Tanner Wall to take advantage of a Rangel error and come up with a pick. But I would expect that as the defense comes out this next series, with just the volatility of the quarterback position, I bet they're going to start pounding Ollie Gordon. So it's going to come down to going back to the basics for this defense when it comes to tackling. He's a strong, elusive runner that's going to shed tacklers. So number one, you've got to wrap up. And number two, the other defenders have to stay in pursuit because he's going to make a guy miss. And you've got to be that next defender to come up and clean it up when he does make one of those BYU defenders miss.
Thank you, Mitch. We're 59 seconds into quarter number two, 14-7, BYU over OSU. Yet again, Hans Olsen. Offense makes a mistake. Defense bails them out.
Well, and it's going to really improve the starting field position for the BYU offense, putting them on the one-yard line. And again, Tanner Wall is just where he needs to be. It's a great job staying over the top of that corner.
And similarly, defense makes a play. Offense capitalizes. Shotgun snap.
Ooh.
Jeez. Rangel on the keeper. He pulled it away from the back, Gordon, or Vailahi, who got lit up by, I think it was Tyler Batty in the backfield, but it was Rangel on the keeper, and he gets 5 yards out of it.
Batty didn't even care. Batty's got one assignment, and it's the dive, and he was going to make sure that that dive man felt it.
And as the kids say, he understood the assignment.
Yeah, he understood his assignment. Get the TikToks out.
All right, 31-yard line of OSU. It is a 6-yard gain, we should say, for Rangel, setting up second and four. Gordon and Vailahi are the split backs. Shotgun Rangel. They motion out Gordon. And the swing pass to Gordon on the screen is complete and for a first down to the 35-yard line. So Gordon split out, was the screen receiver left side. Rangel found him. He had the blockers in front of him. And moves the sticks. So 36-yard line the spot. First and 10 OSU.
Good job on the outside by Oklahoma State blocking up on Robinson. At least holding that edge until that ball gets to the outside. But he was there to make the tackle. Just good blocking.
BYU playing in its 42. Four down linemen. Two backers. Nickel defense in the secondary. Vailahi is the their shotgun split backs. A tight end and Vailahi. The handoff Vailahi. No, keep Rangel. Rangel! Runs through one ankle tackle, second gets him though at the 42, but another good gain. Rangel, they are running and running effectively, gain of 6.
Okay, so now you just start to pay attention to it a little bit. Not that Rangel is torching you with his feet, but he's getting too many yards, getting too comfortable running, so make sure you're taking it out of his hands.
Pistol now, Vailahi behind Rangel. Gordon has 4 carries, 62 yards and a score. 50 of his 62 yards coming on the score. Rangel, 4 carries for 23. No carries yet for Vailahi. In the gun. Rangel takes the snap. Crow throws on the quick slant. Ooh, and the tackle made, but for a first down. Rashad Owens needed to get 3 and got 6. And they move the sticks to the pokes to the 48-yard line. First and 10 at the Oklahoma State 48. The score 14-7 BYU. 11:45 to play in quarter number 2. And the pokes are going left to right as we see it. And you hear it there nearing midfield. Going north to south here at the stadium. Against Vailahi. Behind the quarterback Rangel in the gun. Tight end and 2 wide receivers, short side, left side, and a single wide out, Dejon Stribling, to the right side.
Maury Bamba just played off that route a little bit too much for that first down.
Brennan Presley has no catches tonight, by the way. High snap, brought down, hand off to the back by Vailahi, and he'll get to the 49 of BYU, a gain of 3. West High School's Sesi Vailahi with his first carry of the night. His 26th carry of the season. He's averaging only 1.6 yards per carry this year. His long run, 11. That was 3. The tackle by Logan Lutui. Second down, 7 pokes.
This is just a wedge play. This is a power play right downhill. Trying to push it between the center and the right guard. And you're just trying to force everything forward. It's a pretty darn good job by those nose tackles, Mangelson and Nelson, to hold the point of attack.
Gordon back in the game. Tight twins left and right. Rangel guns it, complete. First down and more. The pass goes to Talon Shetron. And Shetron down to the 35-yard line of BYU. Just camped out wide open for the reception.
And Oklahoma State's going to get up back up to the ball. Looks like they're going to slow this down a little bit. But Shetron finds his way into the middle of that zone. And he finds himself wide open. And, again, that's not bad placement by Rangel. Rangel is starting to fill a little bit of timing. So what you got to do, Jay Hill will change it up. He'll start to blitz and put some pressure on him. He won't allow that pocket to sit like that.
Again, two receivers left and right. 34-yard line of BYU. Presley motions into the backfield for shotgun and split backs with Gordon. Rangel will throw on the swing to Presley. Presley accelerates far sideline, moves the sticks. Brennan Presley takes the swing left and goes 12 yards up the far side of the field, knocked out at the 23 for a first down.
Well, you can't let Rashard Owens, the receiver for Oklahoma State, lock up the blocks on the outside. So now you're going to have to start to get off the blocks. Your corners, your safeties on the outside have to get off the block. But number 10, Rashard Owens, he picks up that block and drives it all the way back, and that's what gives you your extra yards on the outside. Defeat the block on the outside.
It counts as a rush for Presley. First and 10. Pokes driving, handoff Gordon, bounces off right tackle and squirts ahead for four, almost five.
Too much.
To 18-yard line of BYU, and that was easy for Gordon, who's making things look easier tonight than he has been in this early part of the season. Really kind of struggling to look like the Ollie Gordon of old, averaging under 4 yards a carry coming into the night. And Gordon on this night's a double-digit yard per carry guy, of course, thanks to a 50-yard scamper. 8:55 to play till halftime. Second and five Pokes at the BYU 18-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. Under center goes Rangel. Tight end and wide receiver to either side. BYU loads up on the box. A play fake. A deep drop. Rangel chased to his left. Throws on the run. Man open on the sideline. Makes the catch and a gain of 6 yards to the boundary.
Well, that's a little bit of pressure that comes through from Pua Vilamai. Vilamai Pua, and he's just not able to get there in time to bring him down, and that throw just gets to the outside, but there came the pressure.
That was the tight end Tyler Foster on the catch. Third down, four. The ball's at the 17, line to gain the 13, ball far hash mark. The play clock's at 15. BYU still platooning defensively. Rangel sets up in the gun with Gordon off his left hip. Presley motions to the backfield for shotgun split backs. The hand clap, the belt high snap, the swing left, and complete to Gordon. 10-5, leap, oh, touchdown.
Wow. Woo! Holy cow. Well timed on the outside, well placed on the swing route. And when Gordon gets open room, it's really tough to tackle him because he can drop the shoulder and run you over, or he can show that extreme athleticism and jump you like a gazelle off the run of a line. Like, that guy has true athleticism.
Well, that guy looks familiar.
Yeah, that's the guy.
That's the guy that ran for five touchdowns against BYU last year.
That's the guy that sent us on vacation last year. You know, we were out and off to Florida just a week after that game was over because there was no postseason. So, Ollie Gordon's heating up.
PAT good. 75-yard drive again for a score. 10 plays, 6:06 off the clock. The final play, a 17-yard touchdown pass from Garrett Rangel to Ollie Gordon. Ollie Gordon, who had four touchdowns on the year, has two touchdowns in the first half of this game. We're taking a timeout in a 14-14 ball game on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, this feels like the Big 12 that we were promised when BYU joined the league. Back and forth football. The Cougs outgaining OSU by 5 yards is all at the moment. 160 to 155 yards per play. OSU 7.8 to BYU's 6.7. Cougs have 9 first downs to Oklahoma State's 7. And only one penalty in this game. It was a hold against Chase Roberts. Each team has turned the ball over one time. 14-14 is our score. 7:55 to play until halftime here at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Well, your defense just has to come back out and figure their base. So this is it's really not too difficult. Number one, you got to get off the blocks on the outside. That's something maybe Mitch Juergens could talk a little bit more about with receivers and blocking on the outside. But right now, Oklahoma State is winning on the blocks on the corners and the safeties or nickels on the outside, and they're getting that push. So your swing routes are there out of the backfield. Number two, go back to your base form defense. You've got gap responsibility. If you got the C gap, don't dip back into the B gap. That's happened a couple of times on that drive where you've got a defender that dips into a gap that is not his. You know what it is. It's gap integrity. Play to your assignment, and you'll be just fine. Those are a couple of easy things to clean up, Greg. It's just Jay Hill's got to call it down and make sure that that defensive line is staying in their responsibilities.
Logan Ward to kick off for the Pokes. North to south, left to right. Keelan Marion deep back for BYU. Marion, 1 yard deep, will take it out. He's between the hash marks. Keelan's going to hit it to the far side. Ankle tackled at the 22. He's down. He was picking up speed
for just a second.
Keelan Marion.
For just a second, I thought he was going to spring that one. That gap closed pretty quickly.
But averaging 24.8 per return, they give him the 21. First and 10, BYU, almost halfway through the second quarter. LJ Martin has run it well, 8 for 37 and a score. Shotgun split backs, Ropati and Martin. Counter to Hinkley. Hinkley gets second level. 9 yard gain, almost 10. And they call it 9. Nice burst by Hinkley. Second down and 1 to the 30-yard line.
That's the same play that we saw in the first quarter where they pull Bruce Mitchell from the center and they motion Tavatase from the tight end position. Both of them loop out to the right and they both wall off. It's a nice pull and kind of loop around hook block, and they open up that edge for that run. It's worked a couple of times. So make sure you've got that just ready to rock and roll when you really need the down.
9 yard gain, second and 1. Martin stays in the backfield. Retzloff gun. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. The handoff to Martin. Martin moves the sticks. So a couple solid little run plays there. Gain of 9, gain of 4. Move the sticks. First and 10 at the 33-yard line.
You don't have to win pretty, and you don't have to be entertaining. I know that 65,000 people are packed in here, and you think, man, we got to entertain them with high-flying, all this activity. No. It's actually entertaining to watch a team impose their will. And right there, Bruce Mitchell does just that and gets a really nice push from the center position again.
Oklahoma State will open the second half with the football. We're late in the first half. BYU first and 10, Cougar 33-yard line. Ropati and Martin again are split backs. A sweeping handoff to LJ. A stiff arm to get to the near sideline. Gets only to the 35-36. 3 or 4. Yard gain to the near side. Parker Robertson, the force out of Martin, the 6'2", 225-pound sophomore who scored his 10th touchdown as a Cougar earlier in this game.
I don't mind that play either. You know, 3 yards, 4 yards, just hitting it on the outside, trying to extend it a little bit, seeing if LJ Martin can break one with his speed on the outside. I like testing it there.
Martin subs out. Ropati back in. 2nd and 7, ball near hash. Retzloff gun. Two wide receivers, wide side right, 2 to the short side left. Martin, Retzloff's got room to run. He'll move the sticks and more. 45, 50, 45 of Oklahoma State, 40, 35. Things kept opening up for Jake Retzloff, and he navigates his way downfield for a big gainer, and the Cougs are in scoring territory. Give him the 34 of Oklahoma State. That's his long run of the year.
Hey, so this is what happens. You got 4 downs. You're going to walk a linebacker up late. So now you've got 5 guys at the line of scrimmage. There's only 1 linebacker that's spying Jake Retzloff. And Jake just beats him to the outside. That linebacker's late in the spy technique. He doesn't get to the left to try to seal it off. And Retzloff makes him pay with his feet.
Previous long gain was 28. That was 29. 35-yard line of Oklahoma State. Retzloff gun. Motion man Paolo. Low snap. Handoff. And Ropati dives into a tackler and through his thighs for a gain of 3 to the 32-yard line between the tackles. It'll be 2nd and 7 again. Kobe Hilton, the Oklahoma State safety, with the tackle. We've got 5:01 to play until halftime. A 14-14 ball game. BYU driving into scoring territory, which they are in now at the 32 of OSU.
I'm going to take these 3- and 4-yard chunks off first down. It's better than first down throwing an incompletion and trying to be kind of pretty with the whole thing. Just give me 3, give me 4 yards. Give me a 2nd down and 6 or a 2nd down and 7. I can work with that as an offensive lineman. I can work with that as a play caller.
The line to gain the 25. Retzloff claps the hands. They give on Parker Kingston to jet sweep. Coming near side. 30, 25. I think he moved the sticks. Line to gain was the 25. And he was knocked out right at the first down marker. I think that should move it for BYU. Yes, first down at the 25 of Oklahoma State. 1st and 10, Cougs. 2nd and 7, Kingston runs for 7.
And he comes all the way from the slot position off the right side. So he's going to come in motion before the snap, takes it right from the quarterback, and he's going to hit the backfield with speed to his left side. He gets all the way outside of the numbers before he turns it upfield.
For his long rush of the season, Retzloff, shotgun. Martin left hip. Trips including a tight end to the wide side, right side. They'll motion Kingston, fake jet sweep this time. Sprint out to the right for Retzloff. Throws on the run and throws intercepted on the sideline. 25-yard line of Oklahoma State. Still on the run is Corey Black, and he's tackled at the 23. And BYU has turnover trouble in this game.
I don't think he saw that defender because that defender's sitting underneath and he threw that ball underneath. So if he saw him and thought that he could make that throw, he's out of his mind. I don't think he saw that defender hanging out there. Corey Black was kind of hiding actually behind the corner and kind of broke on that route late.
Another chance goes begging for BYU. 14-14 ball game. Hokes have the football after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Jake Retzloff, 3 for his last 9 with a pick. Garrett Rangel, 5 in a row with a touchdown. Down to Mitchell Juergens in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. Mitch, what do you have?
Yeah, it was unfortunate that Jake didn't see that defender there, but also just watching JoJo Phillips on the route, he's got a deep comeback, and when he made the turn, he actually didn't come downhill to that ball, so I'd love to see JoJo. He needs to come down. If he had, then he at least could have made a play on the ball to bat that down, but it was a clean pick for the defender as JoJo just sat back there.
Thank you, Mitch. BYU's now turned it over twice, has taken it away one time. BYU's minus in the margin. BYU's not been minus in the margin since the Oklahoma game late last year. Shotgun and split backs. Rangel takes the thigh-high snap and throws on the right side. Screen complete to Rodney Fields Jr. Haven't seen him with a touch yet.
And Jack Kelly is on the assignment. He gets back to the outside again. Jack Kelly keeping the contain, making sure he comes down. Oop.
Offside on BYU appears to be the call. Flags fly.
Looks like they got him with the count. John Nelson is going to fire off the ball and actually put both his hands on the center's shoulders and shove him back at center point at him.
Defense, number 94, with contact. 5-yard penalty, 2nd down.
Well, Oklahoma State's got a chance to own the middle 8 right now.
At least he made the offsides count. I always thought that as a D tackle. If I'm going to jump offsides, at least I'm going to try to hit you a little bit. So John Nelson throws both hands at him. That's going to be a snap count right there. They found something with the defensive line jumping the count, and they got John.
Power pistol. Fields in the backfield, now joined by Gordon as they go shotgun split backs on the shift. I say middle 8. Final 4 of the first half, first 4 of the second half. Pokes have the ball late in half 1. We'll get the ball to start half number 2. Rangel. Chest high snap, handoff, Fields on a short run to the 33-yard line, 1 yard shy of the line to gain.
So that's 3 downs again. So you got 3 down linemen. It's not that you're overly respecting the run. You're kind of baiting them into the run and keeping linebackers at that second line of defense coming downhill into the rushing gaps. But a big time 3rd and 1.
3rd down and 1 from the 33 of OSU. Triple receiver Bunch to the right, single wide left. Rangel shotgun. They'll motion in the tight end forward. Rangel on the keeper. First down, second level. He's taken off. Down the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, and the 10. He's down there.
I want people to understand that Rangel comes into this game with four carries for 14 yards. At no point has Rangel shown that he's got this kind of speed. Now, obviously, Mike Gundy saw it in practice, and he saw it through the bye week, and he saw it when he was recruiting him. This is his third year in the system, so they know that he's got this kind of footwork, but I have no idea he could do this.
Timeout.
2-minute timeout, 56-yard run. BYU had not allowed a 50-yard play in six games. They've allowed two 50-yard plays in the first half of this game. 50-yard run, Gordon, touchdown. 56-yard run, Rangel. First and 10 at the BYU 11 after this. 2-minute timeout on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU football sponsored by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. Can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business.
All right, so let's go back to the basics. Defensively, just as I mentioned, getting off the blocks on the outside, you cannot let them attack to the outside. They're going to come back to it, Greg. They're going to try to hit the swing passes. They're going to try to block up BYU's corners, and they're going to see if they can get some yardage on the outside. And then they're going to come back to the inside. Make sure that if you're an outside linebacker and you're walked up to the line of scrimmage, that you don't jump to the inside. Keep yourself on the outside. If you got contained, stay there no matter what. I don't care if you see the back start to head to the inside. Ollie Gordon's got a great jump cut where he's inside and he can jump cut quickly to the outside. So respect those things, and you should be able to get the stop.
Oklahoma State should be able to get points, they are thinking. 13-yard line of BYU, first down and 10 after the 54-yard run officially. They took 2 yards off the run from Rangel. 54-yard gain to the BYU 13. Tanner Wall saved the touchdown. Alan Bowman is taking the snap at quarterback in the pistol. Bowman holds it out for Gordon. Gordon pulls it away, goes back of the end zone, throws it out of the back of the end zone. Incomplete. So, is this tactical, or did Rangel get hurt on the long run?
Or did he just need a breather after he went for...
There was a 3-minute timeout.
Yeah, I would think that he'd be just fine, but they're leaving. Yeah, they're leaving Alan Bowman out there. So, maybe he did get banged up on that run.
Huh. Storyline to follow. With a second down and 10 now from the BYU 13-yard line. Pistol again. Bowman, the senior. Back in the game with Gordon in pistol. Tight end to the right. Tight end left and two wides left. Gordon again a hurdle. He hurdled for a score earlier. That gets him to the 6-yard line. It'll be third down and about 3. And Rangel is injured and going to the locker room.
Well, here we go. That's a storyline to follow. And listen, Alan Bowman against West Virginia threw an interception at this exact point. So he is very susceptible to throwing picks in the red zone.
And Bowman is a negative yardage rusher on the year. He's not Rangel.
He can't get to the outside. But listen, Ollie Gordon is starting to really feel it. So you got to take that away from him. The nice thing is you can focus on the running back and not so much on the quarterback.
Third down and 3 from the BYU 6. Ball near hash. Pokes left to right. They motion Presley. Direct snap. Gordon. And I think he has the first down. He does. Gets beyond the line to gain to the 2.
That's
first and goal now from the 2. And Oklahoma State a glorious chance to own the middle 8 of this game. 1:02 to play before halftime.
You caught it right off the snap, Greg. Great job there. It just fired straight back to Ollie Gordon. And Alan Bowman took off running to his left, almost like it was snapped to him and he was taking off. And you see Gordon just bury his head right behind his guard, continue to churn his legs. He is running harder than I've seen him run in the last 3 games.
The wide receivers, Presley and King, were not even in the huddle. They're split wide left. Power pistol, strength right. The hand clap, Bowman, the give, Gordon. Gordon is hit at the 1 and saunters in for 6. Ollie Gordon his third touchdown of the night after a 5-touchdown day against BYU last year. Ollie Gordon has almost matched his season touchdown total in the first half of this game.
Another missed tackle. So it would have been a really difficult tackle to make, but I believe it was Talon Alfrey that was there in the open field with an opportunity to take the legs out.
It was Tanner Wall.
Tanner Wall.
Yeah.
That's a really tough tackle to make, but if you hit the knees hard enough, it's Ollie Gordon, though. You know, you're trying to take out one of the big backs here in this game.
PAT good. For the first time in the game, it's a lead for Oklahoma State, 21-14. The 3 touchdown drives, 75 yards, 75 yards, 76 yards.
So, and those coming off with, you know, a couple of really nice chunk plays to get you in position. So, BYU here with 32 seconds left, I think you lick your wounds. I don't think that you try anything too fancy to try to get down the field. And I also think you go into the locker room now and take a look at what this offense looks like without Rangel on the field.
Shoulder injury for Garrett Rangel. He's in the locker room. His team leads 21-14 in this sold-out BYU crowd. Uneasy, to say the least, at the moment. 32 seconds to go till halftime. And again, the Pokes begin the second half with the football. We've seen BYU turn so many games this year with that late first half, early second half surge. And the Pokes are surging. And more importantly, Ollie Gordon is surging. He has gotten hot for the Pokes at the right time for their perspective. And again, this is a PTSD, Pokes TSD for BYU, because this is what they saw from Oklahoma State last year. Gordon got going, and BYU's lead evaporating as Oklahoma State won a game last year in Stillwater. Can the Cougs turn it around in the second half? We shall soon find out. It'll be caught by Marion in the end zone for a touchback. BYU first and 10 at the 25-yard line. 21-14, Pokes over the Cougs.
Ollie Gordon has taken the 12th man out of this a little bit, too. We go back to the four quarters in this stadium against Kansas State, and we could hardly hear ourselves talking. And right now, it's starting to feel like it's 9:30, 9:45, closing in on 10 o'clock. This crowd has got to get back into it, because when this place is electric, it makes it really difficult. And remember, coming out of the half, BYU's always going crazy. I'm sure the fans will be ready for that.
Retzlofsen shotgun. BYU has one timeout remaining. The handoff is Martin. Martin gets into the secondary. LJ Martin could make the final 30 seconds interesting. To the 49-yard line, 24 seconds left. BYU had to burn 2 timeouts earlier. They have just one left, but now they're thinking about points here in the closing seconds. The ball's been set, and the clock is now rolling down to 20 seconds. Retzloff gun. He'll take a three-step. Dancing on the balls of his feet, shuffling to his right, batted down, incomplete.
Oh, that's scary.
It is. There's a defensive lineman in the face of Retzloff and cannot squeeze it, but he got his hands on it. Iman Oates with the knockdown.
Iman goes 6'3", 305 pounds, and he's right there, and you didn't want to see a Jacob Robinson replay on the other side where you bat it to yourself and get yourself into scoring position. That's why I said play it a little more safe. Now, this is when you wish that you didn't use the 2 timeouts in the early parts of the first and then second quarter, but you are deplete right now.
Bruce Mitchell to give Jake Retzloff a shotgun snap. Jake will look left, pressure, goes down, sacked at the 45-yard line, and that will do it for half number one. Final play of the first half. Oh, nope. Whistle with 3 seconds. Timeout taken by BYU. They're back at the 44-yard line. So Hail Mary time?
BYU, it's the third of the half. Your full timeout. Please reset the game clock to 6 seconds.
All right, so
zero,
one.
0-6.
So perhaps one play remaining in the half, and maybe it's a Hail Mary for BYU with 6 seconds on the first half clock.
Well, that's the third sack in the season for Obi Ezigbo, and he just did it off a search and find. Jake was taking his time, kind of moving off to the left side, and Ezigbo did a good job of hunting him down coming from the left side and around.
And the first sack of the game for the Pokes.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a team that's really suffered in pressures after they lost Colin Oliver. When Colin Oliver left the field, Greg, that took 23 and a half sacks away from Oklahoma State. Colin Oliver had racked them up 23.5 career sacks for that dude and off the field. So Ezigbo knows that he's got to pick up some of that pressure, and he does a really good job right there.
8.4 yards per play for Oklahoma State at the moment.
Yikes.
BYU minus in the margin. BYU has the only two penalties in the game. All right, 3rd and 15 from the BYU 44. Triple receiver bunch to the right, and Jake Retzloff will step up in the pocket. Load up, fire downfield, intercepted at the 27-yard line. This will be the final play of the half. Can the Cougars make a tackle? And they can, to keep Lyric Rawls from getting any farther than the 40-yard line of BYU. But another pick, and officially BYU now minus two in the turnover margin after one half of play.
No, no, and no. That gives them excitement and momentum going into the half. You didn't need to try to fire that Hail Mary. Oklahoma State dialed up a six-man pressure. They brought a late safety to try to get the pressure. That forced Jake Retzloff up into the pocket, and he just tries to launch it. But if that thing gets loose and they go score and they got a 14-point lead going into half, this is a different ball game. I don't like that decision.
Down to Mitch with Kalani.
Coach, your defense has had a tough time slowing down Gordon and Rangel on the ground. With Rangel potentially out in the second half, what do you need to see from your defense to keep them in check?
Yeah, better fundamental football. Not good enough on defense. Tackle the guy. Can't just keep diving in front of him expecting him to fall. He's a great running back. And we just got to play assignment-style football. Way too many mistakes on defense. It costs us. I mean, that's why we're down right now. Offense got to take care of the stinking football. So all that's got to be changed, and we got 30 minutes to make this better.
Yeah, where's the biggest improvement you want to see in the second half from your team to make the
comeback? Care of the football on offense and just finish the drives. Defense, get stops. Just play fundamental football. Stop giving freebies. We're giving way too many freebies.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Kalani and Mitchell Juergens. 21 points by OSU, the most that BYU's allowed in the first half this season, and more than they've allowed in the whole game, besides the 28 that Baylor scored down in Waco. Cougs down 21-14 at the break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.